Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Here's a brief update from the hospital room in West Prem. You can see some pictures on the site. I have a nice private room, very simple, but it's private, it's relatively quiet, and contrary to my general karma, the sun isn't shining in here in the afternoon, although it's 36 degrees outside. We got here early this morning, myself and Shyam Bihari. They set us up here in this room, and blood tests, EKG, and other tests are being done right here in the room. I don't have to go anywhere. Everyone's very nice and polite. One thing was that I've never had an experience of being in a hospital before, so just to make sure, we brought things with us, and it's a good thing that we did. We even had to go out and purchase our own towel. But aside from that, I brought my mattress, thin mattress, overlay mattress, pillow, pictures of Radha Shyam, books, computer, telephone, clothes, gamsha, you name it. It's similar to a short trip to London or Toronto, but good thing that we have these things because they're not provided. Hospitals are pretty poor nowadays here in Hungary. And I spoke to the surgeon. He came in, very nice young man. Sometime tomorrow in the morning or forenoon will be the operation, take an hour to an hour and a half, and I won't be doing a podcast in the afternoon tomorrow for sure, because it'll take a while before the anesthetic wears off, because they put you to sleep for doing this operation. So it'll be a while before I come to, but perhaps the next day. Today I just had lunch. Shyam Bihari, Prithvipati, and Bhakta Keksi are here in an apartment nearby. Prithvi is just sort of overseeing things. Keksi has come down from Eger to cook, but because it was a big crash on the motorway, he wasn't able to get here in time to cook lunch. And Shyam Bihari is here worshipping Radha Damodar, and he's my health minister. He knows more about my conditions than I do. And then, but I did have lunch. I ate about 14 samosas that Bridge Bassi had made and sent. We brought along with us from the farm. And some bread, and that's it for me as far as eating. I won't be able to eat anymore for the rest of the day. That's the requirement for the operation. And tomorrow, probably just be drinking, and we'll see how the recovery goes. I think it will be quite fast. And Thursday, hopefully I can eat and also leave as possible. I have my little altar here set up, and Srila Prabhupada singing bhajans in the background. We did an overall clean up and wash up here of the room and the bathroom, and I'm going to send off this podcast so that the devotees can just find out just exactly what's happening. Hare Krishna.